Now, young people are often a bit underestimated, but they can make a difference. We've seen that in America by U.S. gun control advocate Emma Gonzalez and the new generation of teenagers who are igniting change around the world. It's not just in the States, though, where young people are taking the lead. There are many stories closer to home of young folk making a difference. Now, the latest edition of The Big Issue looks into this, and Amy Hetherington, editor at The Big Issue, joins us on the line now to talk a bit about it. Welcome, Amy.
Good morning.
Now, let's talk about the cover story, Generation Hope. Could you tell us a bit about this piece?
Yeah, so in this edition, we're celebrating the new generation of change makers and world changers, the teenagers who are making a difference to make the world a better place, like you just mentioned. So we're looking at people like Emma Gonzalez, who are in the March for Our Lives movement in the US, but also closer to home, we talked to five remarkable Aussie kids who are doing their bit. So there's a 10-year-old from Queensland, for example, who has actually rallied her local council up there and 90 schools around Cairns to stop single-use plastics and straws because she wants to protect the marine environment.
Now, I'm sure Emma Gonzalez has become a huge inspiration to many, and it's not just the kids of America who have made a difference. You mentioned that story there. What are some of the other stories of young Australians, like you said, that are making a difference?
Well, we've got people from around the country. So we spoke to McKinley Butson, who's 17. She's a young inventor. She's the first Australian to win the Intel International Science and Engineering Award. And she was also New South Wales Young Australian of the Year. And she's a national ambassador for an environmental movement. So all of that, and she's only 17. So what she actually did and why she won her award is that she created a plate. It's like a, it's called a smart armor. It's a shield to protect breast cancer patients while they're undergoing radiation therapy, to protect the non-treated breast. And she just invented this because she was speaking to her dad, and he mentioned that this was an issue. And so she went out there and she came up with this solution to a problem. And it's just one of those things that when you read all these stories and you speak to these kids, it's a really inspirational read, actually, and they're out there doing various things in different walks of life, and you know, it really does give you hope.
Do you think that we really do underestimate young people? You know, we sort of see them as being the minors who haven't had quite as much experience in the world, and they don't really know what it's like, and that kind of thing. Why is it that we do that and we don't just sort of accept that they have these potentials for brilliance?
Look, I think that there's always intergenerational argy-bargies perhaps between generations. So, you know, the millennials, there's all the stuff about smashed avocados and Generation Snowflake. And so sometimes we do underestimate the new generation. But look, it's also one of those things that with a lot of the kids that we've spoken to, when you're young and you're not within the system, you can often see different ways and different solutions to problems, like McKinley. So she came up with a solution that was copper-based. Most scientists wouldn't have gone in that direction because it shouldn't actually make sense on paper, but it actually does. So it's being able to see through problems. It's being able to have a voice. Look, there's also been youth movements throughout time that have made a difference, and I think it's just happening again. You know, there was Tiananmen Square, there's the Arab Spring more recently, and in this edition we also speak to a couple of women who were in Paris in May 1968 when there was another student-led revolution. So, you know, young people really are the ones that are going to be inheriting the world, so we really need to hear their voices.
Do you speak with the young people about sort of what sort of gives them the conviction? Say with you mentioned that the 10-year-old in Queensland who's trying to reduce straw usage. Now a 10-year-old I can imagine might have been condescended to about their ideas by some people. What sort of gives them the drive to sort of follow through with these really strong ideas?
I don't really know. I mean, I think it's amazing that Molly's doing what she's doing and she's 10. And I think about what I was doing when I was 10 and I think, wow, good on her. She has such conviction. But she has that conviction. And I think when we're young, we do have passions for things. And it's great that her parents and her teachers and all those around her are supporting her to make this change. But what's also great is that people up in Cairns are listening to her, and they see that there is an issue and she is being heard and they're taking her seriously. And I think that because she's allowed to have that voice and people are listening, that it gives her more courage to go ahead and do what she's doing. And she can see that there's a difference that's going to be made. And I think people around her see the value in her, in what she's saying. And it's a really, really simple message, what she's trying to achieve. And I think what you take away from all of this as well is that it is really simple for us all to make a difference. It's just one act. You just have to get off the couch and make one small step, and it can make a difference in someone's life, even if it's as small as getting rid of straws. I mean, maybe we can't all be marvellous inventors like McKinley, but we can all do something small, even if it's within our own little community.
We're speaking with Amy Hetherington, editor of The Big Issue. Now, Amy, the story Seeding Hope asks some pretty big questions, like can someone be a good person and have children during a time when global climate change is so prevalent? Amy, do you think this is one of the biggest moral questions of our time?
Climate change?
The one about having children during climate change. Do we pass on the same problems to the next generation?
I think that's it's probably something that's gone on from generation to generation, where you look ahead and you think, can I bring a child into this world when X, Y, or Z is happening at that time? I mean, we have gone through, you know, Cold War. At the moment, it's environmental issues, which is obviously it's a pressing issue. It is very relevant, but it is a big moral question, you're right. We do talk about it in this edition. Is it right to do that? But I also think that it's part of human nature, and it is one of those things of when you are bringing in a new generation to consider that question, I think, is imperative.
Is this a case, do you think, again, where we need the sort of childlike optimism that things are going to work out and that we will solve these problems, that people will band together to make the world work and be better?
I think so. I think we also sort of have a bit of a blind faith sometimes that things will make a difference and things will change, and we see technology and all these advances that have happened. But we also have to realise that they're all human driven, and it's all people power. So we can sit back as individuals and hope that it gets better, or we can actually be a part of it as individuals. And I think that's really what's important, is that we all take a part in it, that we all have a voice, that we all be part of that democratic process that we have, particularly in Australia, we're so lucky. So I think that's also a takeaway from this edition as well.
That's some pretty big ideas to leave us with, Amy. So if anyone wants to follow that up, make sure they pick up A Big Issue. Thank you for speaking with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot. And thanks for supporting The Big Issue again.
Absolutely. Again, you can pick up The Big Issue from thebigissue.org.au, or, of course, from a vendor anywhere.